Would you get a load of this?
You gotta get a load of this.
Get a load of this.
Get a load of this.
See, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
Wait till they get a load of me.
We've seen great power, but nothing like that.
3, 2, 1.
Let's do it for you. Got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning. Welcome to it. Friday, the final day of our Luke Combs flyaway to Vegas. Of course, big thank you again to Legends Casino. That first code dropping this morning at 820, Patty.
I love that, Rick.
So do I, man. What a great trip for you and your bestie. $500 spending cash, hotel accommodations, airfare out of Pasco. And, again, the final day is today. 5 times. That's it. 5 more chances, Patty.
Wow.
Yeah. Great flyaway.
That's exciting. What a way to kick off the weekend.
Well, you were just talking about the fact that you bought tickets for Megan Maroney, who's coming to Seattle.
I can't wait. It's going to be August 2nd in Seattle, Climate Pledge.
Another great show for you there. So keep it to the cord to maybe win some tickets to see Megan Maroney as well. Let's get your day started. We're going to work on some Facebook fun, other people's problems coming up in just a bit, Nashville news, and the good news for the day as we start it. The wind is dying down, at least here in the Tri-Cities. So that is the good news for you. Today's high still going to be near record high, about 58, 59, 60, but it's definitely going to be cooling down.
Well,
here,
and we've got lots of flooding going on. Major issues.
Yes, we got red, still those warnings in effect. We'll talk more about it on the way as we get you going. It's Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Country, it's 102.7 KORD with Rick and Patty in the Morning. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. 44 degrees for you. Cloudy skies. Wind's about 5 to 10 miles per hour. It's nice to see the wind subside. And
right.
We're good to go as we get you into the weekend. There might be a chance of some scattered showers throughout the weekend, but outside of that, it's going to be a pretty mild weekend around these parts after a couple weeks of just wind and
I'm fine with
flooding
that.
And all that stuff going on. Of course, over there in the other counties, they definitely got some serious road blockage and closures, different things like that. So know before you go, always check the KORD mobile app so you know exactly what's going on if you're traveling over the weekend. All right, here you go. Facebook fun to get the day started. What's one movie that everyone should see at least once in their lifetime, Patty?
Well, I'm going Wizard of Oz. Old school.
Great one.
Wizard of Oz.
Great one.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, so I'm going to blow your mind because it's funny that you had mentioned Wizard of Oz. So do you know how, and this was an incredible fact, do you know how they transitioned from that black and white to the color?
Nope.
It was a Dorothy stand-in. So they painted the entire room like that gray brown.
Okay.
And so when they transitioned, the room was anything and everything in the room was painted like it didn't matter what it was. So it was painted black and white. So and then they had the Dorothy stand-in and she was all painted and had a different.
Oh, wow.
And so when she moved away from the camera, that's when Dorothy steps out into the color. But it's not. Yeah. It's I read that over just last night. I'm like, whoa, that's cool.
Really?
Well, because you see that transition, and back in 1939.
But I mean, it's odd that you just read it last night.
Well, because it's this time of year for Wizard of Oz, but it's one of those things where like, oh, here's a special effect that they did, and when you watch that movie, it really holds up.
Well, of course it
Wizard
does.
Wizard of Oz, the effects they did back in the day, I mean, just even the flying monkeys.
I remember it used to be on TV, like every year.
Every holiday.
And my mom made us watch it. Well, she didn't make us, but
it's a classic.
Yes, it is.
Going Wizard of Oz, I'm going to say for me, my number one movie of all time, Dead Poets Society.
Oh, yeah.
Robin Williams, that's my absolute favorite movie of all time. Great movie. And
it does hold up.
It does. And for me, I just love Carpe Diem Seize the Day.
Right.
You know.
It has a message.
And then Robin Williams. Is absolutely so amazing in it. And then my second favorite of all time, my two favorite movies, Roadhouse, Patrick Swayze.
You're going to go there, huh?
Going to go there.
Okay.
My way or the highway. Be nice.
I get it.
Be nice. Mm-hmm. Oh, until now I'm not going to be nice. Yeah, I love that. So there you go. Add to our list. What's one movie that everyone should see at least once in their lifetime? Patty's going with Wizard of Oz. I'm going with Dead Poets Society. What is your movie? We want to know. That's Facebook fun. Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
You're waking up with the KORD Morning Show, number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
With you, good morning, 6:38. Let's dive right into those Nashville headlines, Patty.
Well, we've got to give it up for Parmalee as they earn their 5th number one on Billboard's Country Airplay chart. That's thanks to their song Cowgirl, jumping from 3rd to the top spot on the list dated for December 13th with 5 number ones on the country airplay chart. Parmalee are tied with Lady A for the 3rd most leaders among groups. Only Old Dominion and Zac Brown Band have more number ones among such acts in the same time frame. Meanwhile, only one country star is in the top 10 of Pollstar's 25 most popular touring acts of the millennium. It's Kenny Chesney, ranked highest of all the country stars on the list.
Yay!
Yeah, at number 7. According to Pollstar data, Kenny sold 18 million tickets, raking in over $1.3 billion in total gross revenue. That was between 2001 and 2025. Luke Bryan came in at number 20. Toby Keith ranked number 23. The first spot, of course, went to Coldplay, who has sold over 24 million concert tickets in the past 25 years.
We can make fun of Coldplay, but man, that's...
Give them credit. Absolutely.
You can call them a wimpy band, but man, they can sell the tickets. Ladies love them, right?
They sure can. Hey, Jelly Roll has been working hard and is talking about his finished farmhouse.
This is what I prayed for, y'all. Like, this is everything I prayed for. Times 50. Somewhere to bring my family, like, when I used to go to my uncle's farm, and we would go do the holidays over there, and it was just this beautiful little farmhouse. It wasn't nothing big. It was just a beautiful little farmhouse. I just wanted to try to recreate that in this way. And, dude, I think I nailed it. And I think my uncle's going to be so proud of me when he finally comes here. And I know if my father was alive, he'd be elated about all this. He'd be like, this is absolutely insane.
Well, quite the accomplishment for Jelly Roll. And you know what? I just read he has lost, like, 183 pounds. And also now, he got overwhelmed with emotion. Craig Morgan extended an invitation for Jelly to join the Grand Ole Opry. That surprise invitation left him in tears. Jelly Roll expressed his gratitude for the honor. The date yet for the official induction has yet to be announced.
How awesome is that?
Isn't it? It's all coming together for him. We'll keep you posted. Those are your trending headlines.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show, number one for new country. 1027 KORD.
Number one for New Country. It's 1027 KORD. Rick and Patty with you. Good morning. 707. Always great to be with you right now. 45 degrees, cloudy skies. Luke Combs, our great flyaway. This is it.
I can't believe it. The very last day.
Yeah, this is it. And that code 820, Patty.
820. Man.
It's a great flyaway, though.
Luke Combs in Las Vegas. Yeah. Let's go. Talk about a party town.
It is going to be awesome. 820, our first code drops. Then Jess and the Job will give you a chance. Clay Moten in the afternoon. And then wrapping it up, Evan after 7 with Taste of Country Nights, and give you a chance to win in this five more times with Luke Combs in Vegas, thanks to Legends Casino. All right, we got a situation going on here. This is an interesting situation we got going on with Dan. What's going on with Dan?
Rick, Patty, I'm in a huge bind at work. I own my own business, and my daughter's boyfriend is one of my top two salespeople. She recently found out he cheated on her, and now she wants me to fire him. I just found this out on Wednesday night. If I lose him, I'm going to lose a large amount of money and have to fire several employees. If I keep him, I might lose my daughter. What would you do if you were me? Fire him or not? Ooh. Dan and Hermiston.
Oh, geez.
What the?
You know,
what?
I'm kind of torn on this one today because I feel like that your professional life and your personal life are two different things, you know? And this is what happens when you, hire
Within the family,
yeah. Nepotism and all these different things, that this is the risk you run. I
wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't. Nope. I was going to say that I don't ever feel that, hey, he had bad behavior in his personal life, and it is your daughter. I get it, but it's like,
hey, business is business.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of, that's, I know in the state of Washington, you can let somebody go for anything. I know that that is true, but you don't want an L&I situation. You just don't want this situation. Now, is the guy a schmuck and an idiot and all those things? Oh yeah, he's probably a schmuck and an idiot. And it's going to make for an awkward working position, you know?
Yeah, but you're, I'm curious if the daughter works there too.
Yeah, wouldn't that be crazy? We don't know about that at all. But I do know it's interesting that through my years I have known businesses like a car lot. Our good friends at Toyota of Tri-Cities, where Dwight was the owner, and his daughter was the market, you know, was the marketing person, yeah, things like that. So I mean, I've come across a lot of businesses, mm-hmm, where there's multiple family members, uh-huh, working in that, sure, business. And sure, so I think that's the risk you run. So to me, it's like, I don't think you can fire this guy.
I wouldn't do it.
I don't like the situation. No. Now, if his sales drops, you know, then it'd be like, okay, now I can reevaluate this down the road. But this sounds like revenge, and you're upset like the daughter's upset right now. And
I know, but what I mean,
yeah,
but Dad.
But it is interesting that you mentioned it. We don't know if the daughter works or not. But what if she did? Woo. What an awkward, maybe, you know, most people, if they're smart, would just quit. I mean, I know you don't want to lose this guy, this sales guy, but, you know, most people are pretty smart. Like, oh boy, I burnt that bridge. I got to get out of Dodge.
This is salty stuff.
This is salty. So we'll do our best to solve this for you. 547-KORD, app chat us. What would you do in this situation? We're kind of on the same.
I'm not firing him.
We don't agree with his actions. We don't like his actions. But
he's making money.
But he's also...
producing.
I don't know if I'd fire him, yeah. Curious what you guys think. Let us know. Share your comments coming up. It's Other People's Problems this morning. Brought to you by Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. Rick and Patty, KORD.
The KORD Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
With you... Happy Friday. Welcome to it. 7:22 on your commute. 44 degrees, partly cloudy skies. All right. So we were talking about our Charlie Brown Christmas tree out in the lobby, and now it's all lit up. Somebody
added some lights.
Added some lights.
Don't you love that?
I do love it. And now it's not a Charlie Brown Christmas tree out there in the lobby. But boy, it was a sad state of affairs yesterday until it got some new lights on there. Now
it's all lit up.
Now it looks absolutely gorgeous, and we love it. You know, this is a bummer for a lot of people. Charlie Brown Christmas is no longer airing on network TV. You got to get it through Apple TV Plus. Everything's streaming. Everything's a subscription-based thing these days. That's a bummer because that's one of our favorites of all time. I was thinking about Rudolph, Frosty, Charlie Brown Christmas, The Grinch. These are all the classics when we grew up. And
they should be available to everybody.
Yeah, everybody. That's just part of the childhood, right? So we thought we'd have some fun with this morning. 547-KORD, 547-5673. Do you know someone who had a Charlie Brown Christmas tree? And how pathetic did it look? We're going to take some calls on this. We used to have one. Stacy.
There's two of them.
Yeah, they're down. Do you still have them?
I don't know.
So it was so funny.
I think they're in a box at the old place.
Yeah, they may be. So Stacy Lee, my old partner, and then it was Big Jim in the morning.
She's the weather girl now.
Yeah, she is. Well, they had these Charlie Brown trees that they would bring out every year. It's in a box.
We have them. Yeah. There's two of them.
We need to bring this into the studio, Patty, and do a little video with our Charlie Brown tree. So this has been a tradition. Like when I first got here to Tri-Cities, they were taking
those little Charlie Brown Christmas trees.
They bring them out and put them out in the studios. So we'll take some calls here. Do you know someone who's had a Charlie Brown Christmas tree? Have you ever had I've had a small Christmas tree before, like a fake one that's set on the dining room table.
I've always had a real, not a real tree, right. But a Christmas tree.
A good size.
Well, yeah, a good-sized sized one. And fully decorated, yes.
All right, so here's the deal. When I was single and I was not married for a time, I had one that just sat on the table. Like it was a little short guy.
You just pulled it out of a box and just set it there.
Yeah, but it was
you could plug it in and it had its own lights.
It just sat on the table or whatever, and that was, you know, good enough for me. Now, of course, my wife's all about, you know, we have a fake one. We do have a fake tree, but she will go get a real one too. My wife changes every year. One year it was the Christmas ladder. Remember, it was a ladder.
I remember
she did.
You talking about
so,
that.
So she bounces back and forth between a
There's
live
nothing
one
wrong with
or
that. I like
a, yeah, she likes variety. It that way. So if you got a Charlie Brown tree, guess what, guys? We want to know about it. 547-KORD. App chat us on the app chat. Let us know what you got. If you got a photo, that's even better.
Upload it.
Yeah,
upload why not?
It. App chat us. Yeah, upload us your tree. We want to see it right there. And we're going to share some of your calls and comments on the way. You got Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Got to give her that right there, that note right there. Lainey Wilson, Somewhere Over Laredo, number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD. It's Rick and Patty in the morning.
I heard she is going all out for her wedding.
Oh,
no expense. I mean, nothing is too much.
Well, when you got that kind of money, of course nothing's too much. What are you talking about?
You know who's on the guest list?
Who's on the guest
Dolly
list?
Dolly Parton, Blake Shelton, Ella Langley.
It's going to be a party, man. It's going to be a party.
Yes.
When you got
Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine.
Everybody.
Couldn't imagine having the kind of wealth that those folks have because it's just insane. You went to
and
Vegas.
And Reba's getting married, too.
I know, but you went to Vegas. You did Elvis, you know. And I think
I got married by an Elvis impersonator.
Oh yeah, that's see and then my Your sister promise. Got married at the Hitching Post in Coeur d'Alene. There's a little Hitching Post that I know of. So yeah, I've known people who have done it on the cheap. And so Lainey Wilson will not be doing it on the cheap for you. Well, the good news is I noticed that, and I think it was our boss that put up the lights on the Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Doesn't it look spectacular?
It looks amazing. It looks amazing. We're kind of laughing because the guy who put it up at the beginning didn't even care that it was a Charlie Brown tree. He just threw it up there and goes, yep. And I said, hey, I said, some of these lights are out. He's like, yep, whatever. I'm like, okay.
It's kind of crooked,
I know.
Too,
and I was like, well, maybe someone will bring some lights from home and make it not a Charlie Brown tree.
And somebody did.
And someone did. And now I'm looking at it right now. It looks amazing.
It looks a lot better than
We're in this brand new location right off Lewis Street now. Not A Street, but Lewis Street. So you can see it from the roadway as you go by Keeper TV. And then we're right on the next to the Blue Bridge. And so if you're driving by, yesterday I was out there. Somebody honked their horn. I waved to them.
Oh, nice.
Because they're liking the new facilities. So you can see our Charlie Brown Christmas tree right there from the roadway if you're passing by. So we've been taking your calls, 547-KORD. Do you have a Charlie Brown Christmas tree? How pathetic did it look? And we'll be taking your calls and tell us about this Charlie Brown Christmas tree. Good morning, KORD.
It was a potted plant that had died months before.
What? Oh.
Robert Plant, and he had died, and it just had bulbs and lights and everything around a deceased plant.
Oh, my gosh. They named it Robert Plant. I like it. They named it Robert Plant. That's original. That's hilarious. So have you had a Charlie Brown Christmas tree? Explain it. Describe it in detail. We're very curious about your tree. Tell us about your Charlie Brown tree.
We didn't have a Christmas tree.
Okay.
My oldest daughter went outside and got a twig, and that was our Christmas tree. So we put a singular mini bulb on it.
Aww.
We wrapped up those twinkle lights, and then underneath we drew presents and put it and then taped it to the wall. My mom thought it was hilarious. My daughter just thought, she was like, oh yeah, this is awesome. And my son goes, what is that? And I'm like, that's our tree for the year.
Oh my gosh, cynical kid. There's always a kid that's cynical.
What is that?
There's always a cynical, you know. Hey, you're making the best of a situation, so we love that. So any way you can do it, again, as you celebrate the holidays, because it really is.
Well, I know some people don't even want to decorate.
They
won't even put up a tree.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's just how you celebrate. So love the calls. Keep them coming. Charlie Brown Christmas Tree, 547-KORD. More of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
You're waking up with the KORD Morning Show, number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
It's 1027 KORD, Rick and Patty with you. Good morning, 7:50, your morning commute right now, 44 degrees, cloudy skies. Going to be near a record high again today, near 60, about 58 degrees, but the wind's going to calm down and be about 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then tonight, about 38 degrees, and then tomorrow in the 50s. So, going to start cooling down.
Does it even feel like Christmas?
It does not. Christmas is around the corner, but I will say this, starting next week, though, it's going to start getting colder and colder.
Oh, man.
And we do have a chance of rain showers and maybe even some snow showers. So just a little heads up on that for you for next week. But right now, it looks like it's going to be a pretty mild weekend as we get you in there. Now, if you're traveling, know before you go, of course, lots of road delays, lots of road detours, and lots of closures because of flooding elsewhere in the state. So make sure you know before you go. And we got a little DOT map that we put up there for you at the website and on the app, and you can follow that and get the real time. If you're traveling over Snoqualmie, all of that, snow, rain, all of that.
Flooding.
It could be happening for you. So please drive careful. And if the road's closed, don't go through it. Yeah.
Follow the signs, people.
Don't go around because
you're not going to make it.
I will be as honest as possible here.
What?
I loved the Dukes of Hazzard as a kid, and on my BMX bike, I would jump anything, and even in my own car back when when I was young and stupid in my old car, I would have done something stupid like, I can get through this water. Don't be doing that.
No, you can't.
You cannot. So a brand new survey says these are the 10 worst secret Santa gifts. This is according to USA Today. Number 10, traditional gift giving being replaced by secret Santa. Awkward and embarrassing Christmas parties. Going over the budgets.
You're not supposed to do that. That's why they give you a budget.
I know. My wife hates that.
But somebody always does.
Yeah.
Rick.
The worst secret Santa gift of all is no gift at all.
Yeah.
A gag gift that isn't a hit. Oh, here you go. Pregnancy test, condoms, other health-related items. Oh, that's so funny.
Don't get anybody, no matter how bad they need it, don't get them deodorant.
Right, okay.
They don't need that.
All right, 10 worst secret Santa gifts. Number 4 is home decor and kitchen appliances. Number 3 is recycled or used items. Number two. Now, I don't understand this because I will tell you, any company party I've been in where I try to get a really great white elephant gift and then the guy next to me has alcohol, everybody wants the alcohol at the company party.
They do.
It's like,
oh,
so you'd get this really...
Get the bottle.
They would. They'd get the bottle. Get the booze. But they got it here listed as alcohol number two as the worst Secret Santa gift. And number one, socks or clothing that missed the mark. So there you go. Clothing that misses the mark. So...
Interesting.
It is. Worst secrets. Can you recall Secret Santa gift that through the years, any bad ones?
I haven't. It's been a long time since I did a Secret Santa.
It's been a long time.
I haven't gotten anything that I didn't like.
Yeah.
Gift cards are always good. So if you notice, gift cards aren't even on
there. These are the worst. Those are definitely the worst. But I was going to say, I haven't done Secret Santa in a long time.
The last time I did, I got scratch off. I sent... Washington Lottery.
That's a great one right now. Absolutely.
Because you have a chance to win.
Yeah, pick that one right there. So there you go. These are the top 10 worst Secret Santa gifts. If you've gotten a bad gift, we want to know. 547-KORD. You can hear some of your calls coming up here in a little bit. If you got a bad one.
A candle that's already been burned.
Oh, there you go. Used underwear.
Whoa.
Your calls are on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
You're waking up with the KORD Morning Show, number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
27 KORD with Rick and Patty in the morning. Thanks for keeping the KORD plugged in. Appreciate you listening right now. 45 degrees, partly cloudy skies. And we just posted up some brand new road closures for you. As we get them from the DOT, we'll put them up there for you. And looks like
I just saw a headline. Oh, like there are over 30 roads that are closed.
Isn't that crazy? That's crazy. So, yeah, a lot of flooding still going on around us, just not necessarily here in the Tri-Cities.
No, they say it's going to take even though the rain has subsided, the weekend is still, rivers are going to be
They haven't crested yet and all these different things.
Nope.
And so, yeah, just be aware of that. Again, if the roads are closed. And then, before you go, we just put up another DOT map for you that's got real time for you. If you need that information, you got it right there at your fingertips on the KORD mobile app. Now, if you've got the KORD mobile app, a lot of things going on. Light up Tri-Cities. Big thank you again to Campbell & Company. $500 up for grabs. We want to see the decorations.
We do. We want to see your bright displays. And what you can do is upload them on the KORD mobile app. And if you want, you can also do it old school. Get to our website.
And we also have $500 Target gift card up for grabs. Thanks again for our friends at Golf Universe. They're going to throw in another $500.
They're going to match it. So it's really $1,000.
Wow. Just think about that. That's quite the stocking stuffer. That's a great stocking stuffer.
Especially for the golfer in your family. They'll love it.
They're going to love it. So get those details and more posted for you. And then our final day of Luke Combs, we've got a code coming up here in just, 10 minutes away?
10 minutes.
Oh, the clock's over here.
I know. Rick moved the clock.
We have a brand new studio. So, okay, clock's over there, 10 minutes away. I'm looking to my left. No, the clock is to my right. You know, as the holidays get here, losing weight, that's a struggle, and we got the solution for a 20 to 30 pounds in about a month or two. I know people are even eyeing New Year's right now. People are going, okay, maybe I'm going to eat.
I've got to lose 12 pounds.
Yeah. Got the company Christmas party. You name it. You want to look good for the holidays. Guess what? We got the solution, don't we?
We do. It's Tri-Cities Weight Loss. And just like what Rick said, if you want to lose 20 to 30 pounds in a month or two, just like we did, you give them a call at 509-410-0670. They've got the map. The weight, I don't want to say magically falls off, but you are, you do take notice of it because you're kind of on a schedule.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And the nice thing about it, no prepackaged meals, no surgery, no drugs, no injections, no counting calories. The big thing, my wife and I go around about what? Macros. There's no
You don't have to worry about that at all.
I have no idea and she's like, oh, I got 12 macros. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. That's why I did Tri-Cities Weight Loss, lost 20 pounds. Patty lost.
I'm almost at to 60.
I know, it's crazy.
Almost there.
If you want
to do it. Give them a call, 509-410-0670. There's also the website. It's tricitiesweightloss.com.
And when you call Ashley, just let her know that Rick and Patty sent you.
Starting your day the right way with the KORD Morning Show. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
That's the last code for us, Patty, this morning.
I can't believe it.
I know. Luke
I can't
Combs.
Believe it.
Luke Combs. Yeah.
You need to upload that on the KORD mobile app or at 1027KORD.com, old school.
Yeah. I can hardly wait till 2026 to see what other great flyaways and cash contests we're going to have as we get into the new year. But there you go right now. For Luke Combs, it's 416 right now for Luke Combs. $500 spending cash, hotel accommodations, airfare out of Pasco, Vegas. I am always amazed.
It's all covered.
It's
all of it.
We got you covered. We got you covered. All right. Other people's problems. Let's tie this off this morning. Dan and Hermiston's got a situation going on. What's going on with Dan?
So he owns his own business, and his daughter's boyfriend is one of the top two salespeople. Well, the daughter recently found out that the boyfriend cheated on her, and now my daughter wants me to fire him. I just found this out on Wednesday night. If I lose this guy, I'm going to lose a large amount of money and have to fire several employees. If I keep him, I could lose my daughter. What would you do if you were me? Fire him or not? Dan and Hermiston.
A lot of people are chiming in on this, and both you and I said, yeah, you really can't fire the guy over this particular situation. And I think a lot of people are agreeing to. What are they saying, Patty?
Delavan says, I hate to be in your shoes. And then Crystal says, keep personal life out of the business world.
That's right. Levi says if you fire him, he could have a retaliation lawsuit against you. Your daughter needs to understand personal life and work life are two different things. Sure, he's awful for cheating on her, but that shouldn't affect his employment with you, and that's from Levi.
Check out Julie. Family first. If he's not trustworthy, your daughter, daughter and respects you, why would you want a cheater and an untrustworthy person in your circle? Honor your daughter. Let him go. If he's not a man of character, decency, or morals, he can be replaced.
Wow. Ashley says you need to understand business is different than your personal life. You can't fire him due to cheating on your daughter. You can be mad for sure, but you can't fire him. And it doesn't sound like you have any other reason to do so. And that's from Ashley. And Shannon says, daughter needs to grow up. It hurts her. I know that feeling. But business and relationships are two separate things. Don't fight fire with fire. And that's from Shannon.
Michelle says, you created this. Yep. You're going to have to deal with it. Robin says, I wouldn't fire him. You need to be careful if you fire him. You stated he's one of your best employees. You can't base your business on your daughter's feelings.
And we did have a good app chat earlier, too. They had a good point about the fact that we don't know the sequence in events, you know, was he hired because of the daughter? Like, we don't.
Yeah, we don't know how it happened.
Yeah, we don't know, like.
If the daughter even works there or.
Were they already. I mean, we don't know the whole backstory.
We don't know if they were dating and the daughter got him the job. You know, he come work for my dad.
Right. Different. Yeah. So,
we don't know.
Or was he already working there? And then they hooked up, and then this is that situation, which it makes it. I know it's not, again, Dan, it's not a fun situation to be in, but you really don't have any grounds to.
I don't think you can.
Nope.
I mean,
gotta sit.
What about retaliation if the guy goes, hey?
Nope. Gotta sit down with the daughter and say, you know what? He's a good salesperson. I don't like what he did. Trust me, he already knows. I'm sure the guy already knows. He's probably going to be avoiding the boss anyway. And then you hope it smooths over, or, you know, if the guy's sales goes down.
But here's how I feel. Business is business. If he's a good sales guy, he deserves to be there.
All right.
Now, granted,
this is why you don't mix. This is why you don't mix that stuff around. That's absolutely why you don't do it. So, all right. So, well, Dan, we did our best to solve it for you. Almost 99.9%, except for that one person.
Yeah, only one.
Had said, hey, man, you really can't do that. Not even legally. So I know you're upset. I know you're mad. This just happened. We get it. We understand emotions are high. But good luck. Let us know how it turns out, Dan. You can still chime in on it. 547-KORD, 547-5673. You can app chat us, add your comments. We'll have some more coming up. Got Rick and Patty, KORD.
The KORD Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027-KORD.